Hello and welcome to the Lessons by Me podcast. My name is Mary Allen Ogena and this is my weekly podcast where I share life lessons and life experiences with you. Enjoy! I know I've been ill for a couple of weeks now and I'm sorry. I should have given you a heads up that I was going to go ill, but it really wasn't planned. Work got pretty overwhelming. I had lots of personal stuff to deal with. I think I kind of also experienced my own fair share of burnout and writer's block. But anyways, that's pretty much all in the past now. And here I am with another episode for you. So there was this book that I read in 2018. I think it was December 2018. I published a summary of it on Medium. And I noticed lately from my Medium stats that a lot of people have been sharing and reading it. I was blown away when I found out that it had like 6,000 views, and it made me realize how important it was, and it made me go back to reflect on it and to read it again. And I thought, why don't I do an episode about it? So here I am doing an episode about it. The name of the book is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. I don't know if I pronounced his name well, but yeah, that's my best attempt. I want to share in this episode the second agreement, because that is one that I know that I have applied in my life and it has been very helpful to me. I still struggle with it sometimes, but reminding myself of it keeps me in track and it helps me get better. So the second agreement is, don't take anything personally. So the author was just teaching us that whatever is happening around you, don't take it personally. Let's say, for example, now I see you on the road and I say, hey, you are very stupid. I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. At that point, I say to you, you are very stupid. You are not supposed to take it personal. Don't take it personal, because what I was saying is not about you, it's about me. If you decide to take it personal, then perhaps I'm right. Perhaps you're stupid, right? So a lot of people will say what they want to say. A lot of people will give you their own opinions. A lot of things will happen around you. But what the second agreement is teaching is that you shouldn't take it personal. Yeah, you shouldn't take it personal, because if you take it personal, then that means you agree with what the person has said, right? If you take the fact that I say you are stupid personal, it's most likely because you agree with the fact that you are stupid. And then you are wondering, how does she know that I'm stupid? And that is the reason why I took it personal, right? Because, like, I guessed right. But then again, it's not personal, right? I'm just sharing my opinion. I have no idea. I don't know you. I just came and I just said you're stupid. For a lot of people, they'll become very angry. Like, why would you say such a thing to them, right? Why would you insult them for no reason? But if you look at it from the point of view as, this is not true, so why am I taking it personal? Why am I reacting to it when I could just overlook it and move on and enjoy my happy day? So even in situations where it may seem very personal and somebody's insulting you directly, it has nothing to do with you, because what they say, what they do, the opinions that they give are based on what they have in their mind, right? Based on the beliefs they have, the agreements they have in their own mind. So it is not personal and you should not take it personal. Let's say, for example, someone gives the opinion, I get this a lot, like, hey, you're looking fat, or you've grown fat. You shouldn't take it personal, because the truth is that person is dealing with his own feelings, his own beliefs and opinions as to what the perfect shape is like. The person doesn't know if I like the fact that I'm adding weight. The person doesn't know if I'm struggling with a problem or something, that the fact that I'm adding weight makes me happy, right? So you shouldn't take it personal if someone says you look fat, or yeah, like, you're adding weight, your cheeks have come out. I get that a lot, and I have learned not to take it personal, because you are not in my life. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know if I like the way I look, right? I love me the way I am. I love my shape the way I am. I love my size. Like, so if you're coming to tell me I look fat, except I do believe that you are right, I'm not supposed to take it personal, because I'm doing me and I love me the way I am. So now, when that person comes and tells you you look fat, what that person has done is pretty much tried to send you a poison. And if you take it personally, it's like you now consume that poison and make that poison yours. So your point of view is something that is personal to you, and somebody else's point of view is personal to them. So don't let somebody's point of view become your own point of view. And that is the point we're trying to make. I don't know, I feel like I'm overflogging this thing, but I hope it makes sense. So your point of view is different from their point of view. It is your truth, not their truth. Let's say, for example, you get mad at me for something. Maybe I'm talking too much and you get mad at me. I'm not going to take it personal because you are dealing with yourself. I am just the excuse that you're using to get mad. I don't know if that makes sense. And you probably get mad because you're probably afraid and you're probably dealing with fear. So a lot of things happen and a lot of people do a lot of things. And a lot of people feel differently. People think differently. People say things. And whatever they say, they think, they do, they feel, please don't take it personal. So if I tell you, oh my God, you're looking so wonderful, or you are wonderful, I'm not saying it because of you. You shouldn't even take it personal. If you know you're wonderful, you're wonderful. The fact that I said it should not, like, don't even take it personal. Like, yeah, I know, I'm wonderful. So it's not necessary to believe other people who tell you that you're wonderful. Like, you don't necessarily have to believe them. What matters is what you believe about yourself, right? What you believe, what is your own truth. That's what really matters, not the opinions of someone else that the person offers you. So there was something the guy said in the book that was very funny. He was like, don't take anything personal. Even if someone got a gun and shot you in the head, it was nothing personal, even at that extreme. And at point, I'm like, okay, someone just shoots me in my head and I'm not supposed to take that personal. Like, CBC Wala. He went on to now say that wherever you go, you'll find people that are lying to you. And as you become more aware of all of these things, you would also notice that you also lie to yourself, right? So do not expect people to tell you the truth because they also lie to themselves. The way you lie to yourself, people also lie to themselves. So don't expect people to tell you the truth all the time. You have to trust yourself and choose to believe and not to believe what someone says to you. So if you can make it a strong habit to not take anything personal, it'll be easier for you to avoid a lot of upsets in your life. It'll be easy for you to avoid getting angry, jealousy, envy, sadness. A lot of things will just disappear if you can choose not to take things personally. And there's this huge amount of freedom that would come to you when you don't take things personally. And I would say I've experienced that, and I can say for hand that this is really true, because when you learn not to take things personally, it just frees you to a very large extent. It just frees you. There's this freedom. I don't know how to explain it, but there's this freedom that will just come to you when you learn not to take things personally. So you would then, it will now encourage you, it will teach you to trust yourself to make responsible choices. And you would learn that you are actually never ever responsible for the actions of others. People will do what they want to do. The only thing you are responsible for is yourself. You are responsible for you. You are responsible for your actions. So when you truly understand this and refuse to take things personal, you can hardly be hurt by the careless comments or actions of others. Let's say Lagos traffic now, someone is just horny, they're like, they mad, they crazy, and shouts at you. And if you don't take things personal, it won't upset you, it won't upset your day, it won't even shake your day at all. You just be like, this one is dealing with his own issues. It's not me. He's just speaking out of his own opinion. It is not who I am. And so it shouldn't affect me, and I refuse to take this personally. And you go about your day and you still have a very awesome day, and I don't know, you just have a great day because you have refused to let what that person has said become a poison to you or to your day, that it just ruins everything. So long story short, the second agreement is don't take anything personal. I hope I have been able to, you know, pretty much explain it and make you see reasons why you shouldn't take anything personal. So I would love to hear feedback on how you've been able to apply this to your life and if it has given you as much freedom as it has given me to a very large extent. And if it has improved your life in any way, please feel free to reach out and let me know. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions, concerns, feedback, ideas for new episodes. Please reach out to me. I'm open to discussions. You can reach out to me on Instagram at MAY_REE. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you next week or next 2 weeks, depending. I don't know. You shall see me soon. Bye.